This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas is happy to admit he's a tech geek. The musician, producer, and philanthropist now has the title Director of Creative Innovation at the chipmaker Intel. This week, we're talking to notable folks in the tech world about what could be the next digital frontier. Not the Internet of web pages, but the Internet of things, of interconnected objects. Well, like what? I caught up with Will.i.am at the recent Macworld conference in San Francisco. I wanted to get a sense of his creative process and ask him if there's any truth to reports of him moving out of music to learn coding, that is, writing software with computer languages.
No, I'm not going to quit music. I'm going to continue to make music, but I want to code because I would like to, you know, contribute to how music is experienced. And the way to do that is through coding.
Now, I've noticed you've done some thinking about an increasingly interconnected world where a lot of the stuff in our lives is talking to other stuff in our life. Like, I saw something that you were thinking about cars that should talk to your home appliances.
Right now, mobile is big because mobile, it's the only thing we have in our pocket that has somewhat of intelligence, because everywhere that we go in the world, the things that we come across aren't intelligent. Like this wall that I'm looking at. It's just separating the room from the other side. But in actuality, that wall should be intelligent. Nobody thinks of it like that. That's why when you go into a house, you need to put a freaking TV on it instead of the wall being the display system. I think what's going to come are the Internet of Things, where the tree has some type of intelligence, the light pole, the sign, the stop sign. It all interacts with wearable technology, your vehicle, right? The street itself tells your car that this street hasn't been serviced yet. Watch out for pothole. And it shows up on your dashboard. It's going to be more than just that. It's going to tell you the last time it was an accident here. It's going to tell you the speed limit. Watch out for the turn. Right? It's going to really, really interact with your vehicle. It's going to be like the next 10 years is nuts. That's what I want to code. I want to be that old guy. I want to be like that guy that's like, check it out what I'm building. You young kids don't know what it was like when I was growing up. That's why I did this. Blah. I want to compete with them little young farts. These guys are coming out of the woodwork. They're running 1,000 miles an hour straight out being infants.
And you want to still be at it when you're old, making stuff and creating stuff.
You're young because you create. 40 is not the new 30. 30 is not the new 20. Creation is the new youth.
And this Internet of Things could actually come loop back and influence music, right?
Oh, dude. Like, I go to France. Like, I went to Eiffel Tower and I left a little, like, boom, and I did a voice recording of that, and I left it on the Eiffel Tower because that's what I felt like when I went to the Eiffel Tower. And somebody else comes by the Eiffel Tower, and they're like, oh, I wonder what creative guy came in here. Oh, wow, Will.i.am, he's cool. He's been to the Eiffel Tower before. And then I'm John, and I just heard my Will.i.am, boom, and I go, and I leave, and I'm just there for 2 seconds. So the Eiffel Tower now, when you go to the Eiffel Tower, you just see the Eiffel Tower, but you don't see what Eiffel Tower does to people. So I want a code to do that.
Yeah, you better patent it while we're talking, because that is a very good idea. It would certainly make a visit to the Eiffel Tower a much richer experience.
This is the beginning, dude. It's just the beginning.
Will.i.am, thank you very much for this.
Thank you, Dave.